Hey guys, welcome to the Kevin and Fred Show. My name is Kevin Kaufman. I'm your host, and I just want to say thank you for taking some time out to listen with us this week. Do me a favor, if you don't mind, before we get to today's guest, head on over to ratethispodcast.com. That is ratethispodcast.com/NLA. That stands for Next Level Agents. ratethispodcast.com/NLA and leave us a review, or just go to any podcast player that you prefer and look us up, the Kevin and Fred Show, and please leave us a review. That is the best way to support our efforts here in the show. All right, let's get to today's episode. All right, guys, we're back on the Kevin and Fred Show, and today I am joined by a new friend of mine, Jesse Stein. Jesse, how's it going, man?
Great, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Awesome, man. I'm glad we could do this. We were just talking off air about some scheduling conflicts I had earlier. I think it was earlier this year. It could have been maybe late part of last year after a mutual friend of ours, Chris Heller, had introduced us. And we had an initial conversation, which was really cool. And so now I'm kind of glad to be able to put you on the hot seat where it's socially acceptable for me to just ping you with questions and find out what's going on in the head of yours and learn more about your business and stuff, which is what I like doing. So happy to do this. Thanks for being here.
Happy to be here, Kevin. Thanks.
Awesome. So Jesse, why don't we do this? First of all, you and I got introduced by Chris, I mentioned, and you have a company called audience.co. Is that the right name, or is it just audience.co?
Right. Audience.co. You got it.
Awesome. So let's start here. I want to start with, give the listener the elevator pitch as to what audience.co is, and then I'm gonna kind of jump around in time and dig more into your story, and we'll just kind of hop all over the place.
Right. Audience started because in a former incarnation, I had a business. I'm a tech entrepreneur. I've been starting businesses for about 25 years. Now, I don't think we have enough time in this podcast for me to tell you about all the things that haven't worked out, but I've been lucky to do a couple things that have done well and have had amazing teams working with me. But I started this company called, I don't know, many of your listeners might be sports fans, sportsmemorabilia.com, which I bought as a raw domain name in 2005. And we grew it into the biggest autograph store on the internet, a top 500 internet retailer, ended up selling it to Fanatics. But one of the ways that we took customers and turned them into collectors, one of our diabolical shortcuts was handwritten notes. And we would have warehouse workers and assistants and contractors handwriting these notes. And it was great, but there was no scale to it. And the handwriting was often embarrassing. And I was thinking, and you couldn't really run campaigns. You couldn't really keep track of anything. And so I thought, well, what if we could automate this? So I was kind of waiting for someone to do this, but all I kept getting in my physical mailbox were letters. And we've all seen those that pretend to look handwritten, but really.
But you can tell it's a computer font. Yeah.
Totally. You can tell it's a computer font. And then I noticed also, I became a customer of a couple of people that had actual handwriting robots. And I noticed that the handwriting wasn't there. It didn't convince me. All the A's looked the same. All the B's looked the same. There wasn't enough. Just the flags went off. So, and I also noticed that there was nothing but the note. And I always viewed the note, like at sportsmemorabilia.com, the note was just a Trojan horse. The note goes in. Yes, it forms a personal relationship. Yes, it gets like intrinsically a really high response rate. But if you really want to eat all the meat off the marketing bones when you're sending notes, it is the fact that the note is a Trojan horse, that you send it and then it removes a lot of friction from the follow-up process because the recipient is warmed up. So when you email now, when you connect with them by social, via social channels, when you text or call, they're way more receptive. So it kind of set me off. I noticed that no one was doing this at scale. So I ended up working with an incredible team of software engineers. And about a year and a half later, we perfected the actual handwriting. So the robots hold real pens and they write with the same exact pressure, slant, and flow as a human. And then no one A is the same. No one B is the same. The left and right margins are varied up. They're the paragraph spacing, line spacing, and so forth, all varied up. And they even make intentional defects. We even are starting to do synonym replacement. So two neighbors can hold up the same note and they look substantially different. So we did that, and our notes are twice the length of anyone else in the marketplace because we noticed that character length is tightly correlated with response rate. And it also allows agents, for example, and we work with real estate agents, mortgage agents, insurance, fundraising, roofers, pest control, you name it. And we noticed that if you can let them really tell a story, for example, about why you're the right agent to sell their home, then response skyrockets. Plus, we also include a QR code sticker on the note. And so when the recipient, and the label is put a little slightly off kilter, and there's a little scan me doodle there. So anything to add that authenticity is critical. And we also engineer the note with a custom graphic on the front. And so our clients on average send 6 notes a year to each address. And each of the notes has a totally different landmark that resonates with that homeowner's community. It might be a lighthouse, it might be a bridge, it might be, in this case, it's the New York skyline, but we don't stop there. We put it through a filter and it creates like this impressionistic artsy effect. And so what I learned about handwritten notes, among other things, is that it's the only marketing channel where it kind of defies the time-space continuum in the sense that people will keep and display the note. And so for a really high consideration, high dollar decision, like the decision to sell your home, they're probably not interested right then and there in selling. But if you can get them to keep and display it, then when they are interested, you'll be top of mind. And so that's what we do with, we do this bifold note, it's thick stock. And so it invites them to keep and display it. And then of course we optimize for open rate by doing a real first class 58 cent postage stamp. And of course the envelope itself is handwritten, but then we layer stuff onto that after. Again, we help you eat all the meat off the marketing bones. So we find all the emails and all the social handles like LinkedIn profiles, Instagram profiles, and so forth for all the note recipients, including the primary and secondary owners. And so now after you've sent the note, we give you a platform for following up via those different channels. And it turns out that unlike a cold audience, and that's why I name the company Audience and not something old school that it was a nod to letters or handwriting or something like that, because I knew it was never about the note. This is an outbound marketing platform that happens to lead with a handwritten note, but it's not about the note. It's about taking a cold audience and turning it into a warm audience. And so when you do reach out, they're way more receptive than they were before. And then the last thing I'll say about the way that we do things differently is we laser target the leads before we send a single note. So for a real estate agent, for example, we have 200 plus filters in our database, and they can target we basically take out a scalpel and get really surgical, and they can say, hey, I only want this golf club. Okay. And I want to lasso a specific street boundaries. I only want to send notes to people with at least 30% equity in their homes. I only want to send notes to people where the COO was issued at least 8 years ago. I only want to send notes to age 50 plus, or there's some people that just want to send the FSBOs or pre-foreclosures or whatever. We can micro segment the database, and then we're only sending notes to the most likely to sell properties. And then we do all kinds of other really cool stuff, because my background is in tech and digital marketing. So we bring to bear all that and map it to this business. For example, about a quarter of all homes in areas where the home values are at least $500,000 are owned by LLCs and corporations.
Right.
And those are rarely farmed leads. And so typically it'll just go to like Kaufman LLC or whatever. And those are not going to get open. They're going to get chucked in the trash. We query a bunch of different databases and perform programming acrobatics to find that Kevin Kaufman is the member of that LLC. And then we'll address the note to Kevin Kaufman. We also weed out current active agents in their farm. We also do recruiting. So I know you're an EXP-er. Recruiting is huge for EXP agents and others. We have a database that rivals BrokerMetrics that is all the all the real estate agents. So you could say, hey, I want to send notes to recruit people that were Compass agents, let's say, Keller agents that have done at least $8 million in transaction volume in the last year and are within a 50 square mile radius. Done. And we'll do that. So that's kind of audience in a nutshell.
So what I'm hearing is it's very targeted. It's you're able to very detailed target your audience, who you want to get these notes to. You said something I thought is not just really smart, but it's important, which is that the note is the Trojan horse. I think that's the part that people can, it's cute to send a handwritten note, or it's nice to do a letter or whatever, but what it is, if we're just being frank and we're talking business, like, it's a Trojan horse. And I think that's a really great way to look at it. I want to ask you a question though. So you started, you talked about using this in the other business, sports memorabilia, having handwritten notes, and then basically effectively you created something else because you were your own customer at a certain point, or you needed to be your own customer. I don't know if you launched it in time for that before you sold, but what'd you try before that? Like, I'm curious, like, tell me about that business and how some of the things that maybe led up to Audience Co. outside of like, hey, these don't look, you know, this isn't getting it done with however you happen to be doing it.
Yeah. So I was an original customer of a company called Bond, which was really a pioneer in robotic handwritten notes. They're out of Brooklyn, started by a really nice guy named Sonny. And I actually ended up having a great chat with Sonny. He ended up selling the business to the big conglomerate that owns Papermate. And they ended up kind of, Papermate ended up kind of wrecking the business, and Bond went out many years ago. But I was a power user of Bond. We spent several thousand dollars with them. I noticed that the handwriting quality was not 100% convincing. And to me, that's like table stakes. And I noticed that all the other folks out there didn't have, I noticed the A's were the same, the B's were the same. They had a very limited number of fonts. And so I thought, well, let's just make sure the handwriting is 100% there. And then let's do the QR code labels. And then let's make them keepsakes, like I talked about with the front of note graphics. And so I noticed that Bond didn't have any of that. And then I noticed that they didn't set you up with a dedicated account rep, because like, this is a very personal marketing medium. Yeah. This is not something where you just have the person sign up and then let them go untethered to the company. We have a dedicated account rep, and just, you can see the way that I like to obsessed over customers. If you look for sportsmemorabilia.com reviews, we were in business for many, many years and have outstanding reviews. And it's all about being customer centric. And so we completely obsess over customers. We don't actually think very much about competitors because customers will always lead you to the promised land, because they're always dissatisfied. Like, customers have this divine discontent. And so if you just can focus, and that's why every new customer I'll call and welcome. Any customer that cancels, I will do a postmortem with them, talk to them, learn from them. And you know, they all have my cell phone number. And it's like really, really important to me that we have that open door policy and let them know that we're going to partner long-term. And it's also why we do free digital marketing training sessions with customers once a month. And so that has nothing to do, they're actually shocked. They're like, wait a minute, what does this have to do? Like, are you trying to sell me something? And I was like, no, actually, we're just trying to partner with you long-term. And I'm going to teach you now 6 new hacks for driving listings cheaper, faster, and easier that have nothing to do with handwritten notes, but a rising tide lifts all ships. So, and I noticed that when I tested Bond and tested some of the others, that there was none of that. And so I wanted to step into this void in the marketplace and really fulfill a genuine need.
That's awesome. I like, I'm going back to the sports memorabilia business. Something else you said, which I think is important. I don't know. I know that not everybody believes that based on the way they behave. But you said you wanted to take customers and turn them into collectors, which obviously I think that, to my mind, I hear that creates a stickiness factor, and it's like this, and maybe a more generic way for saying is like, would be considering the lifetime value of a customer, right? And so you were obviously very aware of that from the beginning and very customer focused. And I think that anytime you have a service-based business with people, you know, which is, you know, like everything, that's really important. And that can be a key to success, right? Especially in real estate now, where everything can get to feel so impersonal and so algorithmic and things like that, which is like, hey, if I can actually turn my real estate customer into a collector, if you will, that could actually be a collector of homes. You know, really, if you even take it that like that way, but just that whole mindset of I'm going to curate and cultivate, more importantly, this relationship and this client.
Yeah, absolutely. Lifetime value, retention, stickiness. And, you know, early on when we partnered with Chris Heller, he was so excited about the product, and he's a power user of our product, and he's an investor, and he is a very active advisor. He and I actually had dinner last night. He's great. And I'm always asking him, because when you are, you know, he was the former CEO of Keller Williams, and he was their number one agent 8 years in a row. Okay. At the time, they had 80,000 agents. So I asked him, I said, what was the difference that made the difference? Like, of all the things, of course you worked your tail off. Of course you did a bunch of things right. I said, but if I had a gun to your head and said, what was the one thing that made all the difference? And he said, sphere nurture. That's it. And then he held up his phone and he showed me an email from a client he had sold a home to in 2003. And he said, look, this client, and this was an orphan buyer situation. He didn't even represent this client. He'd represented the seller, but he kept in touch with the buyer. And the buyer ended up coming back to him 19 years later and letting him know, hey, I'm in the market now. You're the only one that's kept in touch with me. And so we all know the statistics, like something like 94% of buyers or sellers at the time of the transaction say that they would work with the same agent, and something like 17% end up working with the same agent. And so Chris Heller has helped us create an amazing sphere nurture sequence for handwritten notes, where you're guaranteed 6 touches a year via handwritten notes directly to your database. And then of course we do, like I talked about earlier, all the geographic farming stuff. And so we put your geographic farming on autopilot, which is usually the bane of real estate agents' existence, is the geographic farming. My gosh, how do I keep warm 800 people? But well, the answer is you send them a handwritten note every 2 months. You don't bombard them. You don't inundate them. That's one of the reasons we wanted to do this business as well. And when I say I always mean we, like this just extraordinary team. I know it sounds corny, but like it's all about an amazing team. But it's about like not spamming people out with door knocking and 27 printed postcards and just unwelcome marketing. Instead, send them 6 keepsake level pieces of aesthetically beautiful handwritten notes each year, and guaranteed when they are interested in selling, you're going to be top of mind.
Yeah. I think the, you know, not to go off on a tangent here on the farming thing, but I think the important part here though is the point you made earlier that I then pointed out again, which is the note's a Trojan horse, right? And the reason why people fail at farming is because they don't go all in. They think I can just send a postcard, which is super impersonal and doesn't matter. And that when there's no relationship built. So when you use a tool like yours and you understand that it is the Trojan horse that allows you to go in and do everything else, that's the key. That's how you win at farming. It's not going to be just one thing, whether it's your amazing handwritten notes or postcards or letters, or like you said, knocking on the door every day. Like it's not the one thing. It's all of the things done correctly in the right sequence, or not, maybe not even sequence, but more like with the right frequency. And I think that's so important. And the fact that I'm just going to keep going back to the Trojan horse analogy, like that really is, to me, that's where it's at. Let me ask you this, maybe obvious, I guess it's obvious since I said it earlier, but so anybody who wants to learn about what you guys are doing, audience.co is the website, right? Is that where people go?
Yeah, you got it. And just four fields, you can sign up for a demo. It's a really visual product. So you get on Zoom, you can keep your video off if you want, but you can get on Zoom and it's 15, 20 minutes. We make it really fun. And we show you how much bigger it is than just the handwritten note. Again, the handwritten note is that Trojan horse aspect. That's the thing that breaks the ice. It's the door opener. It's a thing that removes friction from your follow-up. And that's really the key for real estate agents and mortgage and insurance and other folks we work with, is like the follow-up is just so difficult when you haven't warmed up the audience. But when they are warm and you've actually generated goodwill, when you've actually evoked some reciprocity, because now let's say they have three or four of your notes and they start looking forward to them because they're so beautiful with the pictures on the front, then, and then of course the handwriting and so forth, it's like it puts a smile on people's face. And that's kind of what you want. It's like having the way that agents describe it to us. And we work with a lot of top agents. Tom Ferry is so excited that he invested in our company. So did Douglas Elliman, a bunch of other strategics. But it does a fantastic job of creating these mini conversations with people, because the open rate is near 100%. And so when you send, on average, customers are sending about 500 to 600 notes a month with us. So they're sending about 7,000 notes a year. And it's like every month you're having 500 to 600 mini conversations with your farm, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, so guys, audience.co, audience.co is the website. Jesse, thanks for taking some time out to be with us today. Before we wrap up, any last kind of parting thoughts or comments or anything you want to leave with the listener?
Well, I would say Chris Heller just launched a really cool book called Dominant Thoughts. It's kind of like a parable type book.
I'm just recording.
And so I've spent a bunch of your time here, plugging audience, but I also just want to give props to people I really respect and care for. And Chris Heller with Greg Reed has written this super cool book. It's kind of like the Richest Man in Babylon type of parable book. And it's fantastic. And it's got this tagline, "Things grow where our minds go," on the cover. And Chris Heller, anyone that knows him knows how sincere he is and how he loves to add value. So definitely recommend it.
Yep. Just had him on just recently talking about the new book. It's an awesome book, easy read, and more importantly, a great message. And Chris is awesome. So awesome. Well, audience.co is the place to go, guys. We'll link to that obviously in the show notes, and reach out to Jesse and his team. And wow, he even offered to do a Zoom with no camera on. So for those of you who are really scared of video, here's your chance.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Jesse. Guys, we'll talk to you next week.
Did you enjoy today's podcast? Join the Kevin and Fred community, part of eXp Realty, and partner with us today. You'll get free access to live trainings two or more times a month, live events and in-person masterminds, digital downloads to help you run and scale your business, and much, much more. To learn more and join our community, visit kevinandfred.com/contact and contact us today. Not ready to join our community? No problem. Continue enjoying all this great content on our podcast for free.